But first, Phoenix police policy does comply with Arizona Senate Bill 1070, the immigration enforcement law. That's the assessment of State Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who looked into whether the city was in violation of state law. Brnovich says the city may be trying to act as though it was undermining SB 1070, but that the policy itself does not do that.
We have to deal with what the law actually requires and what the city of Phoenix actually requires of their officers as well. So if you actually look at their policies and procedures, there is nothing in there that conflicts with SB 1070. Furthermore, if you look at the language, it actually tracks and is consistent with 1070.
Brnovich's investigation was triggered by State Senator John Kavanaugh using a state law that allows lawmakers to ask the AG to look into whether city ordinances violate state law. And Kavanaugh joins me. And Senator, I imagine you're not super thrilled with the AG's decision on this?
I am, whatever a combination of confused and disappointed is.
How so?
Well, I'm confused because the opinion doesn't really make much sense to me. And I applaud the AG's office for their willingness to meet with myself and some legislative attorneys who disagree. The gist of what the AG has said is that Phoenix, or at least three of the five council people who voted for this policy, were attempting to project a false, sympathetic city position on illegal immigration enforcement. But that in reality, when you cut through the pro-illegal immigration rhetoric, it's 1070, at its worst from their perspective. But that's not what I read in the policy. There are several sections which directly contradict 1070's mandate to question people that police have stopped for any violation of law if they suspect these people are illegal immigrants, to question their status and maybe contact ICE. Now, the AG's office says that those sections which clearly contradict 1070 in the policy are okay, because at the beginning of the policy, there's a general direction to the police officers to enforce state and federal immigration law. I don't agree with the interpretation. I don't think you can make one general statement in the beginning and then make statements that violate the law, which suddenly become neutralized because of the initial general statement. I think the statement in the beginning is correct, and I think they should have ruled that the specific directions for specific cases later that contradict the law should have been ruled illegal, and Phoenix should have been forced to change those sections.
So do you anticipate trying to do something about this in the next legislative session?
Well, I hope not, because the AG has agreed to have his staff people who wrote this meet with our staff people and myself so that they can better explain this unusual position that doesn't seem to be supported by law. And if they can convince me that that's, okay, then I guess I made a mistake. But if they're going to say that it's okay to contradict state law and order your cops not to obey it because early in the order you say you should obey it, then I'm going to have to pursue this some way, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what if they can't convince you? It sounds like you might be looking at a legislative solution here.
Well, no, we can't do a legislative solution. I mean, you can't do any better than this, but they're ignoring state law. And, I don't know. What do you do? Maybe you go to court on a separate case. I'm not sure if we can do anything. But it's not good policy for a city to have specific directions that contradict state law and then to have the AG's office say that's okay because earlier in the policy they say obey state law.
Is there a part of you that thinks maybe you can convince the AG's staff to take another look at this?
Well, that's what they've agreed to do by meeting with us and explaining, or at least if not to take another look from their perspective, they're willing to explain to us why they did it and hopefully allow us to suggest that they made a mistake, or at least maybe there's confusion over this and the case should be referred right to the Supreme Court for a final determination.
Right, that's what I was asking. I mean, I guess it's one thing to have a meeting where the two sides sort of explain their positions, but it sounds like maybe something different if there could be further action as a result of that, as opposed to just, here's what we think, here's what we think.
Yeah. Well, if they hold firm and they say what Phoenix did is okay, then we really can't do too much. If, on the other hand, they say, hey, we see your side, we're not really sure now, so then that would trigger a Supreme Court review.
That was State Senator John Kavanaugh. He triggered the AG's review of Phoenix's policy as it relates to SB 1070.